Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cinema Gems, and as always, I'm your host, the Admirable Admiral, and we're in a video store somewhere in your hometown, so come on, yes, video stores still exist. And of course, the Honorable Tesla and the fantastic Miss Frida are in the video store this week, but this week, the Buttmeister has the week off because it is Patron's birthday this week.
Oh, that wasn't as epic as I wanted it to be.
There we go. Of course. That is Patron herself. How's it going, Patron?
Good. I'm great. I'm patroning. Drinking all the Patron.
Are you glad that you're in the store this week?
Yeah, I love being in the store. I pop up every now and then.
Yes, guys. Cinema Gems is a movie review podcast, but we also do video games, TV shows, sometimes whiskeys, candy, and also rap songs every once in a while.
Are we doing a candy today?
No, we're not.
Aw, man.
But guys, no. This week, we are going to be doing one of Patron's favorite movies of all time, and that is...
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Dun, dun, dun.
It is a good one. Would you say it's the best one?
Oh, absolutely. Like, hands down, it would have been fine as just a standalone, obviously.
So now you're even stealing my thoughts?
I'm not stealing your thoughts. You have more to say about that. I personally love the trilogy, the beginning trilogy of it, with Davy Jones, Bill Nye as Davy Jones, where we meet Bootstrap Bill, we find out about the compass, more about the compass, and...
Bootstraps.
And we learn a lot more background from the first one, so that's why I love it. I love that series so much. 4 and 5 were okay. Very average. I think I enjoyed 5 a little more than 4. But overall, out of all 5 of them, this is definitely the best. The orig is the shiz. You saw my rhyming there.
The orig is the shiz. No.
I tried.
Alright, guys, so we're going to be reviewing Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Came out...
Curse of the Black Pearl.
Came out in 2003.
Yes.
It's set in the 1700s. Mm-hmm. It is mostly accurate of... the time. We did watch this episode of Prop Culture before.
Mm-hmm. You can find it on Disney Plus, Prop mm-hmm. Culture.
The host sucks, but the show's great.
I don't mind him. He's just very excited.
Yeah, but he's a little too excited.
So I guess a little backstory. Prop Culture is a show about different... Each episode focuses on different props from different films. There is like Mary Poppins, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Tron. That was a cool episode, and we just watched Pirates of the Caribbean, which was really cool too. And he just found all these props from the movies, and it was filmed a lot
at St. Vincent, which is the southernmost part of the Caribbean.
Yes, right off the coast of Venezuela.
Yes.
And one of the costume designer of Pirates of the Caribbean still lives there She moved there after the filming. Okay. Which is cool. It looks beautiful. I mean, I'd love to live by where they film Pirates of the Caribbean.
And I like how she said that she actually put detail into having it weathered.
The costumes weathered. Mm-hmm. That was really cool to learn about. The costumes were so accurate of the time, of the style. You could tell they did a lot of research. They didn't just bullshit it. I don't know. No offense to the Muppets. I don't know if the Muppets Treasure Island is accurate. But I know they tried.
To the Treasure Island book?
No, to Pirates. To, like, the time. So, the time that it was set in.
Well, the Muppets are made, like, from the late 60s onward, so I'm assuming no.
Well, I mean, this one was the film. This was, came out in the 2000s, so right. I don't know. But, yeah, again, no offense to the Muppets. You know I love the Muppets. But it's just really great how this film... just cared so much about the detail in all of it, and they loved the ride, because obviously it's based off the ride in Disneyland.
Because I think this is the second or third movie that was produced off of a ride.
What were the other ones?
Haunted Mansion, the Eddie Murphy movie.
Was that before this?
I'm pretty sure it was. Basically, this was based off the ride, and they came up with that idea, which, by the way, this is literally lightning in a bottle. Like, I don't think they could ever do it again, like, because I love the first one of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise so much. The second and third one, I'm okay with. Bill Nighy's the only really great part of it.
I love Calypso, too. Also, I know we're not talking about the second one, but my favorite plot twist of all movies was that Barbossa came back to life. Sorry, spoilers. Should have said that before. But it's been a really long... It's been years, so if you haven't seen it by now, sorry. That was just fantastic. So, if you don't mind, I wanted to kind of do a little back history of when I first saw this movie.
Go ahead.
That's okay. So, there's many reasons why this film is one of my favorites of all time. And when this movie first came out, I actually was supposed to go on my first flight to Guatemala.
Okay.
So the day that it came out, I had seen the trailers for months. So I asked my dad, can you please take me before you take me to the airport? And he said, okay. So we went to the very first showing on the Friday, because I was too young to go to midnight release. I didn't even know about midnight releases. So I was 10 years old when this came out. So we both went, and I had read the book beforehand. Uh-huh. As I mentioned, why are you playing with the Fantastic Miss Frida?
I'm trying to get her down.
She's fine. She's chewing on a pirate bone.
The jackalope antler?
No, right now it's in the universe of the pirates of the pirate bone.
So you read the book.
So I had read the book. I got it at Barnes & Noble, and it was basically the script of the movie. So I had read the movie before, which I didn't know was going to be exactly to it. So I was so excited. I was like, oh, shit, I know this movie before anybody else in this theater.
Because no one else read the book.
Because that's what I thought as a 10-year-old. And so after watching this movie, all I wanted to do was be a pirate and be in this pirate universe. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I can be Jack Sparrow's sidekick. Swash, swash, buckle, buckle.
Okay, Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, ever since then, I just have really loved this film. And, you know, I'm just so in love. Even every time I watch it, I'm still so in love with the different scenes, like different, you know, the cinematography. You know how much I love talking about it. Just, there's certain scenes that just light up, that it makes me light up. And it makes me, like, this big old smile on my face. One, for example, is the entrance of Jack Sparrow. It has the score is just perfect, that it comes along with the sun rising and him on the mast, him just looking all piratey, sexy, just drowning.
before Buttmeister screams into the earbuds or the stereo that he's listening to, we need to talk about the music.
Okay.
It's Klaus Badelt. Or bad, B-A-D-E-E, I'm sorry, E-double-T.
E-double-T?
Yes. Badelt.
Where do you see this?
Baltlet.
So.
Klaus.
Badelt.
Klaus Badelt.
Is that an L? Badelt, yes.
Badelt. Klaus Badelt.
He did a fantastic job on that. That was like a whole character in and of itself. So it was so iconic that you know when you're listening to the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's very similar to Harry Potter. Like, when you hear the Harry Potter music, you're like, oh yeah, that's Harry Potter. Same thing with pirates, at least for me.
Yeah, it's the theme. It's so, the theme that they have for certain things. He worked on Mission Impossible 2, and also X-Men, and, Constantine, and Poseidon, the remake. And the remake of The Time Machine, which is horrible, but okay.
Side note, Haunted Mansion was also released in 2003, okay. But I'm pretty sure Pirates came out over the summer.
Yes.
And this Haunted one Mansion came out in November.
Yeah, this one is way better than Haunted Mansion. So let's actually start talking about the plot.
Okay,
sure. So basically, it's like, oh, hey, 1700s, early 1700s. Hey, we're traveling from Jamaica to go to Port Royal. which is actually true. They're traveling Port Royal, Jamaica, on the Dauntless, and we get to see the Commodore Norrington with his black hair, not white hair, and we get to see one of my favorite actors of all time, Jonathan Pryce, from Brazil. And that's Elizabeth Swann's dad. And we get to see Elizabeth Swann, which is really weird. She was, what, like 8 or 9 in this scene? Which is really weird that Norrington's like, oh, it's okay, Miss Swann. And then 10 years later, he's like, you know what? I want to marry you.
So, you know, Keira Knightley was 17 when she filmed this. So, and her mom was on set for the majority of the filming. So, also, she does not look 17. It's nuts. Like, they made her, I don't know if it's because of the... You know, the makeup and the... I'm sure,
the obviously, it's the makeup and the clothes.
Yeah, because it's all corsets, and they're all super sexy. And let me tell you, that overheating business is real.
Oh, the ones where they're putting the pan under the beds?
No, when you, like, overheat in a corset.
Oh, I thought you meant the pan's putting it under the bed.
Oh, I love that part. I was like, that just makes me feel a warm and toasty.
Like a marshmallow before it burns?
Yeah. Also, that's probably how a lot of fires started, too, because they just keep, like, the coal burning in there. Yeah. So, yeah.
But, so basically...
We digress.
Basically, they're like, oh, man overboard! And then they have, you see young Will Turner with the Aztec medallion, and you see Gibbs.
Yep. Gibbs plays an early part in this. Yeah. So.
And then flash forward 10 years, they are the governor, Governor Swann is the governor of Port Royal, which is basically an establishment in Jamaica, I believe, of the British Empire. Because Britain used to own Jamaica. Let's not talk about history, but it happened. Forget about it. I'm not saying forget about it, but we got the dust out of the room. It's going to settle, but it happens, okay? British were evil. They were very evil.
That's the dust.
I got that joke.
That was for the listeners.
But basically, we get to find out that Will and Elizabeth love each other, but they don't think each other loves.
Yeah, Will. Because you know, with Will, like, why would this rich governor's daughter?
He's now a blacksmith. Now,
yeah, and he's now a blacksmith, and he's a really great one. And he's like, why would she want to even be with me?
Right,
and she has always had feelings for him because he's so adventurous and she loves, but she's super into pirates. She knew the Yo-Ho song, the Pirate's Life for Me song.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she was singing when she was a kid.
And then Gibbs was like,
best not be
singing about pirates
in these waters.
Hey, you fantastic Miss Frida. Come here.
She's like, I love Johnny Depp too.
And then we also meet Jonathan Depp, is that his full name?
Actually, I don't even think so.
Jonathan Depp. Well, that's what we're going to call him right now. Johnny Depp is one of the best interests, I would say, in film in a really long time. And I don't think that it's just... The score by Klaus alone, like you said, is fantastic. And the cliff... Of the
cliffs of insanity,
the cliffs hanging the skeletons, which are basically called old man trousers. Is that the
Yes. Yeah. So they said in Saint Vincent that those like rock formations was called old man trousers because they look like pants,
yeah.
Pantaloons, and apparently they left the skeletons on there, and people in the town just took them.
Of course.
Which was really funny. Also, Johnny Depp's full name is John Christopher Depp II.
John Christopher Depp
II. So, not Jonathan.
Fun facts that you'll find out.
Oh, yeah.
And so, then...
And he's from Kentucky.
Oh, maybe he likes Woodford. and then the Commodore's like, hey, look, I've been knowing you for 10 years... You know, hey, let's get married. And
Elizabeth, yeah.
And Elizabeth's like, I don't know. I really have feelings for Will.
Also, you're super old.
Yeah. But I
not
really,
that it mattered at the time. It was the 1700s.
But I really like the handmaid. And it's like, the Commodore's a nice man, too. But that Will Turner.
He's a fine man, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I know the whole line. Okay, he says, the Commodore proposed. Fancy that. Well, that's a smart match. And I think... Elizabeth's like, oh, yeah, that is too bold or something. No, I forgot what she said. But then...
Well, I thought you knew the line.
Shut up! I knew that line! Okay, oh, I'm okay. Done. See, I don't know the whole movie.
So
I know a lot of the movie.
So while he is asking her, she faints from heat exhaustion, falls into the...
Water.
With the Aztec medallion on, it sends out a wave.
Mm-hmm, because she had been hiding it, which later on you find out that she hid it because she didn't want...
William.
She didn't want her dad and the Commodore to think that he was a pirate. So she hid it, and then she just so happened to put it on at that particular moment in time. She hadn't always been wearing it.
Right.
And so when it hit the water is when there was a change in the wind. There was, like, little rifts in the water.
I literally just said a pulse of water.
Oh, sorry.
But one of my favorite lines that is in this movie is right before she hits the water, when Johnny Depp goes, and they made me their chief. Like, I love the scene beforehand with Elizabeth Swann and, you know, Commodore Norrington, like, talking about, I want to know why the fuck story we got to that.
Yeah.
But basically, Johnny Depp's been, like, fucking with these guys. He's been like, yeah, blah, blah, this. Why are you guys here when you're supposed to be up here? He's just fucking with them because he knows that these two half-wits... Yeah. Are idiots.
I always
which
forget.
Basically are me and Buttmeister.
And let's then they have, so that's the, even though Jack Sparrow is the comedic relief, like, they are also, like, minor comedic reliefs, and they have their pirate counterparts, which I am blanking on their names, but it's
Pulpit.
Like, oh, his name's not Pulpit. It's like Gillette or something like that.
That's fine.
Oh, no, Gillette is the Rigetti.
Gillette, get some irons. Yeah, so... Basically, after that, they go and save her. They find out that Captain Jack Sparrow is a pirate, so he does this little, you know, this nice, like, I guess, action sequence. They capture him.
Oh, yeah, that was a beautiful action sequence. And, again, the score went along so great with it that you just, like, makes you want to be like, yeah, go, Jack, go.
So then he gets captured, put into the brig, the jail, and the Black Pearl comes, and it's under the cover of the moon, so there's clouds about.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, they filmed that whole scene in one take.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole Port Royal being attacked scene, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It was legit.
So, then they go to the governor's... house.
And the maid thinks that they're trying to kidnap Elizabeth because she's the governor's daughter.
You're the governor's daughter!
So, and she's like, oh, fuck. And so she hides. I'm sorry, I took over. But go ahead.
So she hides. She takes the medallion with her. And she meets the counterparts of the Royal Navy. The pirates, the one with the wooden eye, and the other guy, and so I love how she goes parley, and they're like, gah! So they bring her to Barbossa, and Barbossa's like, all right, what's your terms? Oh, I want you to leave Port Royal, blah blah, blah this. Okay, cool. Well, why aren't you bringing me ashore? That wasn't a part of your...
Yeah, he's sneaky like that.
That wasn't a part of your thing. And by the way, the pirate code has for you to be a pirate for it to work. And it's actually more like guidelines than actual code.
So infamous.
And then, after that, we...
Well, we also... The pirates are also going to the jail where Jack Sparrow is. And that's where Jack finds out that the curse is real. And he's like, oh, well, that sucks for you.
Yeah.
And, because that's important. Because he's still locked in there, too.
And then the wake up, the sacking of Port Royal has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Orlando Bloom's character, William, is like, it's like, that's not good enough! And he's like, get Jack! Blah!
No! He's freaking out.
Helps Jack escape because he built the iron bars. Which, by the way, do you want to talk about the fight sequence of him and Jack?
Yes. Oh, I love that one. That was right after. That was the running away where he escapes from them the first time. Mm-hmm. And so he goes into the blacksmith shop, and where so Mr. Brown, I believe, is the quote-unquote blacksmith's name. And he's just drunk off his ass. So Jack's like, okay, I'm gonna, like, use whatever I can to break the chains off. And then Orlando Bloom shows up, Will Turner, and he finds Jack there. And so they start this epic battle fight. And that's where we find out that not only is Will the blacksmith, but he's been practicing 3 hours a day with all of these beautiful swords that he's made. And that's, like, one of my... Besides Princess Bride sword fight scene, mm-hmm. this is my second favorite sword fight scene. Just because it's so intricate and all, it just takes place in the blacksmith shop, but on a wagon, sort of, too, where they yeah. are balancing on there. And because it's kind of like a seesaw, they end up in the...
canopy?
It's not a canopy, like, pillar.
Catwalk?
Like, yeah, kind of. Like, the pillar is up there. And so, and even Jack talks about the footwork and like oh, like, you're good with your sword, but how about your footwork? And it just kind of explains more about the sword fighting. And then, of course, as a pirate, Jack cheats and he spreads, like, dust all over Will. Which, another fun fact, that was cocoa powder.
Oh, okay.
So yummy.
And then the blacksmith smashes him. Jack.
After all that effort that Will turned in, he, the Mr. Brown just smacks him on the back of the head with his, like, wine bottle, and the Navy comes in, and your favorite line.
The blacksmith, I was just doing my civic duty, sir. Drunk off his ass.
And then, there's so much eye rolling in this, I love it. It's like, Will eye rolls in this scene, he's like, great. Motherfucker. And then I'm here for all of Barbossa's eye rolls. I think that should be a drinking game, part of a drinking game, is drink every time Barbossa does an eye roll.
The Honorable Tesla whacked his ears. Come here, what you whacking ears?
You're flapping your ears.
And so then he escapes them. They're like, oh, we're going to use the interceptor, but we're going to go for this other ship.
They're going to commandeer
that ship. And then we get to the scene that you like in Mythbusters. They disproved it with the ship going underwater.
Oh, yeah.
And another one of my favorite lines.
Well, it's not a canoe. It's like
a dinghy.
It's a dinghy. They're like, oh, we're going to go underwater and no one will see us. And the and water.
Another one of my favorite lines is, this is a madness or the smartest thing ever? You'd be really weird how those two traits coincide.
Also, side note, I was right. It's Rigetti and Pintle.
Oh,
is
okay.
The pirate comedic relief. I knew it was Rigetti, but I can't even remember the other ones.
So then they basically commandeer the ship. The Navy gets the other ship ready, so they commandeer the Dauntless. Mm-hmm. But they get rid of
They're on the Dauntless, and then they commandeer to get the Interceptor because that one's the faster one.
I know, but
one.
they dismantle the Dauntless.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
While going on Interceptor, which, by the way, is a great, great scene because literally you just see him in the background just like...
Yeah.
And one of your favorite scenes is when Jack and Will are looking at the camera and Jack smirks with the gun
so sexy.
Over his shoulder.
So sexy.
And then they basically go to Tortuga, which...
Turtle!
Yeah, basically.
Turtle!
So whenever
Turtle.
Anything is said in Spanish,
Turtle.
And I know
that's
the word...
That's how you were the whole time we were watching
I
the movie.
I screamed
Turtle.
The English translation.
I just want you to acknowledge that it's Turtle.
Exactly. Isla de Muerta, the Island of the Dead. So basically, Jack's like, look, we can't get to this island unless you've been to this island before. I know how to get to it. We're going to get to it, but we're going to do it my way, so you listen to what I got to say.
Yeah.
And Will's like,
And then in Tortuga is where we find all the fun Pirates of the Caribbean ride scenes.
Yes.
Where, like, all the drunk people and, like...
I like how the two prostitutes come and slap him in the face.
How do you know they're prostitutes?
Women of the... Ladies of the Night?
How do you know that they are... I mean, they might be, but you don't know if they are or not. It's not implied.
They're ladies of the night.
Not all of them. You don't know. Who is she? smack.
I think I deserve that.
And then this is where we find Gibbs, which he's being reintroduced. And Gibbs isn't he in all the movies? He's definitely in at least the first three.
He's not in the fourth or fifth one. The fifth one, I believe.
He's actually a really great character. I don't know why. I really enjoy him. And he is also another...
Because he's grounded. He's the only one... He never changes. He is the everyman. Literally all this shit's going around him. He's like, I just gotta do my shit.
He's just trying to survive.
Exactly.
And he is also another scene in the Disneyland parks where he's sleeping with the pigs, which is an infamous part in that.
And then I like how he goes, you know, it's bad luck to wake a man when he's sleeping. And he goes, and I like Jack goes, but when the man who did the waking buys the man who is sleeping
a drink. Yeah.
That works.
And he had to like really think about it. It's like, oh yeah. There's just...
Well, he was asleep. Of course he had to think about it.
That's another thing. The script writers were on set every day. So that's why the script worked so well too. And so they just made sure that they were saying the lines, saying, and there was room for improv too, which is fantastic.
And then we meet basically explains the plan, like, look, this is Will Turner. We got to go get Barbossa and Savvy. And I like that Gibbs is like, we can get some people off this rock that could be sailors. And then we meet...
Did he say that?
Basically, in layman's terms. So basically we meet...
Take what you can. Give nothing back. That was their little toast. So, anyways.
And then we meet Mr. Cotton, which is one of my favorite, like, ensemble characters. But yeah. This part that shines is Mr. Cotton's parrot.
Oh, of course. So they used Mr. Cotton's parrot to do the random lines from the ride.
Right.
So because they're like, how are they going to fit those lines in there somehow? And so parrot, done.
Because they trained the parrot to speak for Mr. Cotton because Mr. Cotton's tongue is cut out. And then we get Zoe Deschanel.
No.
Not what? Zoe Deschanel.
Zoe Saldana.
Sorry. Oh, from Guardians of the Galaxy and also Avatar.
Oh, yeah, Disney really likes her.
But, yeah, but a lot of people don't know this. I'm not saying this is where she got her start, but this is where she started to be shown.
Definitely, yeah.
And then
I didn't like when I was younger, I didn't even know who she was, obviously.
And I like how she's like, you owe me a ship. And I like how...
You owe me a ship.
I like how Will's like, you can have that ship. And Jack's like, that ship. Yeah, sure, you can have that ship. Okay, cool. We're going to go. So they get on the ship. They go to Isla de Muerta. And we get a great scene of a storm. And before the storm sequence, we found out that Jack was marooned on an island. And Barbossa was his first mate. And basically a bunch of backstory...
There was a mutiny that happened, and so Jack got left on an island with a pistol, one shot.
Because they give you a pistol one shot because 3 weeks of not eating, the pistol starts to look really good and really emotions friendly. To his temple.
Yeah.
But Jack got off the island because apparently he waited in the shallows for 3 days until all sea creatures got used to his presence. Got on sea turtles. And I love how Will goes, where'd he get the rope from to get the sea turtles?
And then Jack comes in like, human hair, bitch.
From my back.
He didn't say bitch, but that's how, that was the...
Yeah, the gist of it.
That was the gist of it.
So then they go ashore to Isla de Muerta, which we get a nice scene, the sequence of Barbossa and Elizabeth going into the sea. That shot's just beautiful.
So many great shots.
And then they get on the island. Jack's like, look. Will's like, we're gonna do this. Like, look. Just hold on.
Don't do anything. We got this, stupid. All right?
We got it. So basically, they find out that Elizabeth is not.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention that she when they first kidnapped her, she impersonates Will Turner. Yeah. I mean, well, her last name is Turner. Because
her real last name is Swan. She's
still thinking because she was thinking about what the maid said, like, oh, they kidnapped her because that she's the governor's daughter. So, like, first person she thinks of course, her love for Will. So Elizabeth Turner, And so that's why they think they need her blood.
Alive.
Because she...
Can we get another good sequence about her finding out about the curse of the pearl? At night when they're all rowing and doing all kinds of stuff. It's really, 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 really good shot. and then...
And Jeffrey Rush has an amazing monologue about, you know, the ghost stories and how the cursed pirates. Oh, it's so great.
You best stop believing in ghost stories, because you're in one.
so good.
And so they check her blood. He smacks her down to the bottom of an island that they built up in this cave. And then Will's like, hey. He's like, shh, come with me. So she takes him down and goes away.
And the monkey's seeing all of this. Right. The monkey's like, you idiots, why don't you see the freaking medallions getting away?
And then Jack wakes up and starts to stumble around, and they're like, what the hell? And he's like, parsley. you mean parley? That's the one! Parley! Oh, who a daft man would ever come up with that? That would be the French. then he goes to Arbosa. He's like, look, all right. You're looking for Will, okay? All right?
He doesn't say you're looking for Will. He says, I know who you're looking for. He's like, oh, her blood didn't work, did it? And they're like, no. And he's like, and Barbosa's like, oh, you know whose blood will work. And he's like, I know whose blood you need.
Yeah.
So then they, like, make a deal about,
Will Turner.
Yeah.
And how they decide to go, be like, look, we got this together, we're gonna go together. So they go capture, they put him in the brig, they go to capture the Dauntless?
Yes. No, they're on the Interceptor.
Interceptor. They go to
And that's another fucking epic battle, like ship battle. Exactly. Just like can't. And what's even better is that you don't have your ship.
I know.
Painting.
I was looking for my ship painting.
Because even though the Black Pearl has cannons, so does the Interceptor. But they don't have the cannonball, so they use forks and spoons
crushed glass,
whatever they can find. And there's a really great scene where when they fired, a fork lands into Rigetti's fake eyeball, his wooden eyeball, and it's just like twisting around. Yeah. It's so gross. I love it.
So then they capture the Interceptor, blow it up, and then Will's like, avast! I'm alive!
And they're like, who the fuck are you?
And he's like, I'm Will Turner. He's this spitting image of old Bootstrap Bill. Bootstraps. and then he's like, look, alright. He's like, all right, what options do you have? Okay, Elizabeth goes free. Yeah, you said that already.
And the crew not to be harmed. And Jack's like, what about me? What about me? So, and Will's like, I give zero fucks about you.
So then basically, Barbosa traps Elizabeth and Jack on the same island that he was marooned on.
And he did one of his sketchy things again where... Barbosa's like, you didn't say where you wanted me to set her free. Right. You just said set her free. And the cruise is in harm, but they're going to be fucking locked up.
Yeah, and Jack's like, look, seeing that you're a gentleman, you should give us a pair of pistols instead of one pistol. Because he saved the pistol for Barbosa.
He still has it.
He hasn't used it in over 10 years, I believe.
Yep.
And he's like, look. You be the gentleman of you know,
and shoot the lady
and you die. So then we find out that Jack was marooned on the island for a total of 3 days,
because 3 weeks, like they said,
because the rum runners put their base there. So basically he just got drunk off rum,
and that's one of another iconic scene is where he's digging down in the basement of the rum runners, and he, like,
welcome to the Caribbean, love.
Takes out a bottle of rum. Oh, and that's one of my favorite lines of Keira Knightley, too. He's like, you spent 3 days lying on a beach drinking rum. And then that's where welcome to the Caribbean, love comes in.
Yep.
But you know what? Welcome to the Caribbean.
And then, so basically, she coaxes him into getting drunk. And he...
Oh, she does teach him the Pirate's Life for Me song.
And so then he
he's drunk, so she starts blowing stuff. You know,
she blows up the room.
She blows up everything, so it's just white pillars of smoke.
That's another infamous. There's so many great quotes. It's amazing. That's for his. Why is the rum gone?
Yeah. And then they get picked up by the Dauntless with the Commodore Norrington. And, you know, her dad.
Yeah, and they refuse to go help Will, to go rescue Will. But they're like, he's a pirate, blah, blah, blah. She's like, it's to rescue me!
But Elizabeth goes, would you accept it as a wedding present? And I like how the Commodore's like, what? And then I love that Jack Sparrow's like, weddings!
I love weddings!
Drinks all around! So then they go back to the Isla de Muerta. Jack has a plan. He's like, look. Let me go on the island. I'll talk to them. They come out. You shoot them. Then guess what? Then you ain't got to worry about no more pirates. So, of course, the Commodore's like, whatever, you piece of shit. Do whatever you, I'm going to think we're going to do that. So he goes into the thing. He goes into the cave, talks to Barbossa. He's like, look.
And Barbossa's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Are you alive? It's not possible.
Not probable.
So then basically, Barbossa's like, all right, what do you got to tell me now? So he's like, look. Jack Sparrow's like, look.
You don't want to do this now. You don't want to sacrifice him.
Right.
So don't kill the whelp. By all means, kill the whelp. Just not now.
So do this. You go ahead. We go ahead and you take the Dauntless. I'll take the Black Pearl. I'll give you 10% of my earnings.
50.
40.
No, you did it wrong.
25. Deal.
And I'll buy you a new hat.
And then Provost is like, all right.
And then we also learned in prop culture that Jeffrey Rush hated hats. He did not wear hats. And so when the costume designer left and then came back, he was wearing that hat that he wore in the film. And she's like, oh, you look really good in that hat. And he's like, yeah, I do.
And then, so I like how she's like, to the boats, lad! And
they're all like staring at him.
Barbossa's like, take a walk.
And then that's another epic. So what's really cool about this movie is that even though it is about, you know, the skeletons, like the zombie pirates and stuff, there's only like two scenes really of them being like that. Four? Mm-hmm. What's the four scenes?
The where they go to get
I mean, kind of. That's not a big scene though. So I'm talking about the two major scenes. The one major scene is where they are introducing Elizabeth to it, where Elizabeth goes out and Barbossa goes, this, like, look what the moonlight really shows, and she's just like thrown all over the ship with the zombie pirates. And so this is like the big epic one where you see them underwater in the moonlight. It's another iconic shot too, where you see those in the trailers, you see that, you just, when you see that, you know, oh, that's Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Then, so basically, they were like, ah! They do a, I guess, kind of Trojan horse.
Yeah, that's exactly what Rigetti says. It's like the Trojans, but they had a horse. And so they dress the... They're not in a dress. No. And so they, so Pinto and Rigetti are dressed in the women's clothing, and... And so Pizzle just gets really pissed. He's like, oh my god, stop.
So he hits him, and then the people on the Navy on the Dauntless see that. They're like, wait, what are those skeletons? Turn around. There's a whole fucking like wave of zombie skeletons coming at him.
And right before this, Elizabeth was trying to tell Gillette and the Commodore that about the pirates, right, how they're cursed. And he's like, oh yeah, a little mermaid came up and told us, which is also a Disney nod.
Yeah. Too. But I like that. I like that she's like, Jack Sparrow's doing.
Which it was.
So she escapes. And I like how Governor Swan is trying to, you know, be like, look, I know you're trying to do this for the right reason, but basically, I think he was trying to have a talk with her. Like,
He's like, look, I know who you really love.
Yeah.
And you should pick who you really love.
What a good dad.
Like,
I'm so sad he died in the third movie.
Yeah. And then he traps himself in, not Gillette, in the Commodore's cabin, I guess. And there's a fight ensues.
Quarters.
And then a skeleton arm grabs his wig, which, by the way, I didn't know. I thought that was real the first time I watched it. I thought that was real.
Yeah, and you're like, he doesn't have hair. Because you were, what, like 13?
Right.
12 or 13 when this came out?
And he rips the skeleton arm off, and it starts to, like, come at him.
Yeah.
So then he puts it in a drawer, and it starts to shake.
So, and I think that's good, because you can see that he, you know, he's not, like, a battling man.
No.
So it would have been
weird. And he's not a bumbling fool, either.
Yeah, so it would have been weird to put him in a situation with, like, the actual, like, pirate guys fighting him. So this was a perfect way to him to have a little action, but not...
Yeah,
too much.
He's quick-witted. He's more of a paper guy, but he's not a bumbling idiot like Mr. Bean. while this is all going on, which is an epic battle, we have another battle, which is my favorite out of the two, is a great sword fight of Barbossa and Jack sword fighting. And I like that Elizabeth's thing goes, wait, who's Jack on now?
What side is he on?
At the moment? Like, Will's like, at the moment? I don't know.
The plot twist in this was that he stole the coin earlier when he was bargaining.
Yeah.
And so he became cursed.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a skeleton in skeleton form when...
Barbossa stabbing.
And when Elizabeth saw him.
Yes.
And so...
Then we have this really, you know, this nice sword fight, and I love that. I love Barbossa's line. He's like, what are we supposed to be, two immortals ever be locked in a battle? That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And
then Elizabeth gets some action too, because she's the only woman, like, the main woman in this besides Zoe Saldana, but she's not even in this. She's off with the other pirates.
Well, technically this movie does pass the Bechdel test, which is have two... A woman have two conversations, not about one of the other main characters. That's a man.
Who did she have a conversation with?
Zoe.
They talked about Jack.
They talked about the ship. They said, oh, isn't this dauntless, isn't it fast? Yeah. Well, let's go over to the shells. Oh, you're right. Bam. Passed the Bechdel test.
Barely. Like,
barely.
There's literally, like, it was just a line.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It's...
Okay. I'll let you have it.
And so, also the handmaiden and her have a conversation.
But they talk about Will and the Commodore.
Okay.
And then they talk about the governor. So
yeah, you're right. Then that part didn't.
No, it didn't. I could see where you're going with. But where are we going with this?
That basically, when it all happens, Johnny Depp slices his hand, gets his blood, throws it to Will. Will slices his hand. Throws his blood while Barbossa has the gun on Elizabeth. Gunshot rings, finds out that Jack Sparrow shot Barbossa, and he's like,
You've
been carrying the pistol around for 10 years!
Why is he Irish?
I don't know. And so then Will drops it, and Barbossa dies.
He just starts bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's a beautiful line too at the end. He's like, I feel... cold, because he could finally feel, because that was their whole thing. Then he wanted to, what did he want to eat?
A great big bushel of apples.
Again, Irish for some reason. Oh, but that's such, God, there's so much acting on in everyone's part. It's just
that's phenomenal. Why this one is the best out of the
it's
other
so
one.
So good, I can't get over how good it is.
And so then Jack Sparrow gets taken, captured, because the Curse of the Black Pearl team left him, so then he's about to be hung until dead, hung by the neck until dead. Will goes.
So we're back to Port Royal, or back in Port Royal. Everything's.
Will goes.
They're all at the hanging.
Will goes. Elizabeth, I just want you to know that I'm about to commit piracy, but I just wanted to know from the moment that I met you, I've loved you.
And they're all like, and this is in front of the Commodore and her dad, and they're all like, the fuck?
And so then he throws the sword, stops Jack from hanging himself.
Which isn't physically possible, but we'll, I'll let it slide.
Well, what's more physically impossible, that or Mummy? I mean, you choose. The Mummy scene where Brendan Fraser is hung. And
I feel like Mummy is more because maybe he has a really thick neck and it just can't break.
Basically, comes to find out that the Curse of Black Pearl team was already there getting ready to save Jack.
Because they saw the parrot. They saw Cotton's parrot. Yeah. And so that's why Will's like, okay, gonna do this. This is gonna happen.
And then the Commodore's, the Gillette's like, should we go after him? And the Commodore's like, look, we'll give him a day head start.
Spoilers, they can't because Norrington just... Like, what?
Followed him through a hurricane!
Yeah, he does not have a good time in the next... I feel like he totally could have redeemed himself. That's the thing I didn't like in the sequels, is that he could have easily redeemed himself, but he did not. They chose him not to.
And that's the movie.
So, well, actually, not yet. So, Jack Sparrow falls off the same cliff that,
Elizabeth Swann's
did in the beginning, so it's kind of an opening at the close, you know, and... It starts in that scene and then ends there.
Okay, J.K. Rowling.
And then so he shows up on the Black Pearl. And so the very last line where Johnny Depp is mumbling the song that Elizabeth Swann taught him. And he goes, bring me that horizon. You know, that part?
Yeah.
He improvised that.
Really?
Yes, that wasn't the writers. He's like, oh. This is a good moment for that.
And before they even knew that this movie was going to be successful, before they did, they had a post-credit scene where Jack, the monkey Jack, which they named after...
That was a great one, too.
I wonder if that was improvised.
No, because that was... So I had told you earlier that I had read the chapter, the book for it, and so they had that scene where Jack comes up and Barbossa goes, oh, thank you, Jack. And he's like, you're welcome. And he's like, no, we named the monkey Jack. And I laugh so hard.
And then he steals an Aztec coin, so he's undead.
Yes, Jack the monkey does. Yeah. And I didn't know that, so when they show him in the sequel, I was like, how the fuck is this monkey still a skeleton? That was fantastic. So, and I also didn't know there was a post-credit scene until, like, 5 years ago.
So, we are going to talk about, we have a rating system here, Cinema Gems. Full gem, an amazing movie. Half gem, an alright movie. No gem, a horrible movie. Patron, what would you give this rating?
No gem. Just kidding! Like, super full gem.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You got me scared for a second.
Your face, it just dropped. You're like, the fuck?
The color just fell from my face. I'm like, what the fuck?
Super, if I could give, like... 20 million gems. I know.
So I'm going to say this: full gem for this one, half gem for every other one, and the longer they go on, the least gems they have.
Like a fourth of a gem, a third of a gem. But the fifth one is, I like the fifth one.
Is that the one where Barbossa finds out he has a daughter?
Yes.
Okay, that's the only good sequel.
And she's an astronomer, which is really cool. And that one definitely, the test. What's the test called?
The Bechdel test?
The Bechdel test. That one passes it.
Oh, yeah.
So, but...
They all pass it. Because they all...
The fourth one, I was impressed because Penelope Cruz was pregnant during the time.
The mermaids?
Whatever. It was cute.
The only good part about that was Ian McShane.
Yeah.
As Blackbeard.
I like Penelope Cruz.
Well, I mean, yeah, but...
So we can say that, like, the sequels had their, like, ups and downs.
They diminished in quality as they went on. But, guys, that has been our show. Thank you for listening. Marty, the arrogant observer, thank you for letting us use your website. Also, Kevin George, thank you for letting us use your music. You got anything else to say before we head out?
I love you, Johnny Depp, if you're listening. You're probably not, but you're fantastic.
Of course he's listening. Of course he is.
Oh, yeah. He'll just come into the video store.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything else you have to say about this franchise or movie before we head out?
I don't know. This franchise is just near and dear to my heart, and I'm so happy I got to talk about it and just really super fangirl over it and that.
Would you say this was the resurgence of swashbuckling movies?
Swashbuckling movies. Yeah, I mean, if Disney really wanted to, I'm sure they could sit down and actually write another great pirate movie.
Well, they are rebooting it. And apparently Jack Sparrow's going to be a female.
Interesting. Interesting. We'll see how this goes. We'll see. I don't think it needs to be a reboot. I think they can make a whole other pirate movie in
as long
itself.
As they don't make Jack Sparrow the main character, it's fine!
But Jack Sparrow is one of the main characters.
Didn't he get nominated for an Academy Award for this?
Yes, for... Well, he got a SAG for Best Lead in a Role, and he also got nominated for this
so,
as well.
So Johnny Depp...
This is his first... I believe this
so
was his
Johnny
first
Depp
nomination.
So Johnny Depp is a nominated Academy
Award nominee.
Yeah, that one.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, guys. Marty and Eric and Zerber, thank you for letting us use your website, lowrainpictures.com. Kevin George, thank you for letting us use your music. Also, guys, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Holland Sci-Fi. And you can follow Cinema Gems on iTunes and Facebook.
You can follow Patron at PattyCake10 on Instagram and Panda Patty Party on Twitter.
Yep. All right, guys. All I got to say is thank you for listening. And if you want to hear anything else, you know, a suggestion or anything, please email us at cinemagems15@gmail.com and be like, hey, I want to hear about this. You know what? I want to hear about the mermaid movie.
I love how Patron just talks about Johnny Depp movies. She definitely should do more of those.
Can we talk about, you know, Stranger Tides with Penelope Cruz and Ian McShane?
Ooh, Crybaby would be a good one. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Admiral, for having me on.
No problem. Wipe your hose and see you later, guys.
Hang 10.